This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes. Polls are open today for the state's primary election. Republicans will pick a nominee to face incumbent Senator Mark Begich, a Democrat, in the November election. Candidates include former Alaska Attorney General Dan Sullivan, Lieutenant Governor Mead Treadwell, and Tea Party favorite Joe Miller. Nominees will be decided for Alaska's sole House of Representatives seat, now held by incumbent Representative Don Young, a Republican. Newcomer Forrest Dunbar is facing limited opposition on the Democratic side. In the governor's race, incumbent Governor Sean Parnell is expected to become the Republican nominee, and former AFN president and businessman Byron Mallott has the support of the Democratic Party as its nominee. Independent candidate for Governor Bill Walker's name is not on the ballot in the primary. His name will be on the ballot in the November election. In the contest for lieutenant governor, Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan is running on the Republican ticket against former state representative Kelly Wolf of Kenai. Candidates running for lieutenant governor on the Democratic side are former Anchorage state senator Hollis French and Bob Williams, a Matsu math teacher. Voters will also decide whether to keep the oil tax structure the legislature passed in 2013. Supporters of the repeal call the law a giveaway to oil companies. Opponents of the repeal say the new law makes Alaska a more attractive place for oil company investments. Several state legislative seats are also up for election. Polls opened at 7 a.m. and remain open until 8 o'clock tonight. U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski is questioning how Alaskans have benefited from having a Democratic senator in recent years. Murkowski told reporters yesterday she would work hard after the primary to help ensure a Republican wins the seat held by Democrat Mark Begich, who is seeking re-election. She says it's been 6 years of having a Democrat, quote, supposedly working with, end quote, a Democratic administration. She said she didn't see how Alaskans gained from that. While she has not publicly said who she's voting for in the primary, Murkowski said she has two good friends running, Mead Treadwell and Dan Sullivan. She didn't mention Joe Miller, who's also running in the primary. Miller beat Murkowski in the 2010 GOP primary, but she won the general election with a write-in campaign. Secretary of Energy Ernest Moniz is in Alaska this week. He says the Obama administration wants to spur a project to export North Slope natural gas. And Moniz says the number one way his department can help is by staying out of the way.
Understanding that ultimately these are going to be some major private sector economic decisions to be made, but we are determined not to be an obstacle in any way in that pathway. Getting Alaskan gas monetized is good for the Alaska, good for the country, and good for our international security obligations.
Alaska's oil producers applied to the Department of Energy last month for permits to export liquefied natural gas. The project will require an 800-mile pipeline, a liquefaction plant at Nikiski, and other infrastructure. The companies have not committed to building the $50 billion system. Proposals to export gas from the lower 48 are controversial because of concerns they will boost the domestic price of fuel. Monnet says the administration has already decided the Alaska project will be exempt from requirements to show the price impact on domestic markets. Moniz is one of four Obama cabinet members visiting Alaska this summer. The Secretaries of Labor, Transportation, and Commerce attended campaign fundraisers for Senator Mark Begich when visiting. Moniz says he's not attending any fundraising events on this trip. This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.